a little bit on John 20 last week for Easter on the Sunday. And remember, Peter and John coming towards the empty tomb, which they didn't know what it was going to be at the time. And John, he just ran, passionate, couldn't hold the adrenaline back. I've got to get there. And Peter, a little bit more slow. I don't know if it was his age or the idea of that rooster that crowed three times.
Yeah.
Maybe bring him a little bit like, uh-oh, what am I going to, what's happening here? But he was more reflective. So by the time they get to the tomb, he's the one who walks in and then John follows and they come in and the tomb's empty. Mary, as in Martha and Mary, you know, the one who knew Jesus really, really well, close enough to say, I'm not busy with the world, the actions of getting this house ready. And sit down hearing, sits at the feet of Jesus. So knew him really well. And she comes, it's empty, turns to go away, and bumps into who she presumes to be the gardener.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every scripture version talks about the gardener. There's nothing about that person was the builder of the tombs or the grave digger or anything. Every version says Miriam supposed that he was the gardener. The only one I could find any difference of was the Orthodox Jewish Bible. It says he was the Shoma Hagadon, the keeper of the garden. Now she knew him in her heart. What if her first heart recognition was correct? He is the gardener, the garden tender. He is the keeper of the garden. He is the keeper of the garden. What if that's who she bumped into? She did. There was really no need for her to recorrect and go, oh my goodness, I didn't identify you. She had identified, her heart had burned. She had identified the gardener. But then her mind kicked in. Excuse me, do you know where they've taken my Lord's body? And as she went on, Jesus actually had to interrupt and go, Mary, it is I. You know? And her mind ascended and things changed. And remember, he said, I am ascending to my Father, so don't hold me in this space like this. And he is your Father. I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. Whoa. The original intent. Was the original intent of God to have us in a garden where everything was provided? Or is the original sin more powerful? You know which one it is, don't you? But let's get there in this realm that we're in at the moment. We worship in spirit and in truth. So we need to be walking more as Miriam recognized him. In the spirit, the garden tender. In truth. Honestly holding to it, our stance in these circumstances. You know, it's a time of, what's that word? Where it connects and sticks. It's a sticky time. Life is a sticky time now. Lots of people, you might be in a Christian environment and grown up in Christian places. That's a great place. But you know, a lot of people aren't in that place. A lot of people, there's more sin happening now than the normal time when people are busy working. Because they're going to places of comfort for them in their sensual ways.
Yeah.
More things are going wrong for them personally. But we're in a sticky moment where a small group of people can come into a context and be used by God to do something different for them, for the glory of God, in our own small way. Not our strategy, but God's strategy.
Amen.
So let us be people who begin to worship even further in spirit and in truth, filling our minds with beauty and truth.
Yes.
Meditate, as it says in the scriptures, meditate on whatever is honourable. Anything else comes in, you've got the power. Mind it out. What's honorable? What's right? What's pure? What's lovely? Meditate upon what is good. Meditate deeply upon, win those battles within yourself. Go deeper than meditation and contemplate and win the battle within your own emotions.
Amen.
Meditate deeply upon what's virtuous, what's praiseworthy. And the God of peace, the one who walks in the garden, will walk with you. It's amazing that it still is consistent today as it was before, because who's changed? Only us. God hasn't changed. So out of the ground, Adonai, God, back in the garden, caused to grow every tree that was pleasing in appearance. Good for food. It included the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of knowledge and the good of evil. And a river went through that garden, filling it up to surface, to water perfectly, and that river was divided into streams. We could talk more about that. It's the revelatory stuff in there, back in the Old Testament. And then we know God, as the fable, the sacred fable, speaks, they heard the voice of Adonai, God the Father, walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And so the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence because of their shame. Where are you? God called. What if Adam and Eve had said, here I am? And when he asked about the tree, what if they said, this is what I did? Not this is something wrong, but this is what I did. It was wrong and I repent now. Each of us has that garden experience where we can say, here I am, Lord, and here are my mistakes, grievous as they are. I come because you give me courage and love to say, here I am.
Yes.
Here I am, says Adam. Here I am, says Eve. Here we are, we say, as the Church of God.
Okay.
Corporately and individually. So it's our individual pieces that we sometimes fall down, and the corporate then hasn't got the faith to stand up and be who we are.
Yeah.
We're not of this world. Yeah. We are the people who shape this world and turn this world upside down as it rightly should be.
Yeah.
In the righteousness that it was first originally intended to be.
Yeah.
As we yield freely and fully, it says in Galatians, to that dynamic life, not that life that I experienced God yesterday, but that dynamic life of walking in the garden with God in the breeze of the evening today.
Hallelujah.
The power of the Spirit we abandon by doing this sort of relationship with God. We abandon the cravings of our self-life.
Amen.
The trees of life within the garden satisfy. We don't need self-lust. We don't need those things that we once may have craved for. They offend the Holy Spirit. They hinder holiness from living freely in us. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings can hinder in such a way that sin within us.
Yes.
Get that again? The Holy Spirit has an intense craving for us.
Come on.
Yeah.
And he hinders the old life from dominating us.
Yeah.
So we don't come, like sometimes we don't come perfectly into God and just change, but there's acceleration that can happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just by the hanging out continually in the breeze of the afternoon and allowing the holiness of God to continue to work out the holiness of our baptism in him.
Wow.
When we are brought into the full freedom of that grace, we are not subject to the system and the results that the Torah can be perverted for.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, we can get caught up in the Torah, in the ways of doing things before God, ritually or in our own habit thinking, and we need to break that away. We're still respectful of the law. We fulfill the law, but not its legalism.
Yeah.
Okay, the Spirit of God is not the law of God.
Amen.
But the law is still fulfilled in Christ. And that's why we can relax in there, because in Christ, he fulfilled the law.
Yes.
And in him, we fulfill it also.
Yeah.
It has no charge over us.
Yeah.
The cravings of the self-life are obvious, aren't they? Immortality, murder, lustful thinking, chasing after things instead of God. Probably the ones that, you know, we start to fine-tune in our day-to-day walk. Manipulating others. Hating others who get in our way. Senseless arguments. Little senseless arguments can work against the holiness of God. I can find an argument in my house easily. Should we use a mouse or should we use the pad? That can turn into an argument if you want to let it blow up. Put some oxygen into that and sit back and whoa. And all of a sudden, there's an opening for something other than the holiness of God to be there. Yeah. So obviously, we need to walk in this garden often with God because there's all these little things that can keep coming up. Sometimes it's good to put these fences up. Because people, you know, we can see in others, ah, oh, they took offense at that. Yeah. Well, that can be a good thing if you notice you took offense at that. Did you put a fence up? Mm. Okay, with God, talk about how you're going to dismantle that fence. Yeah. Bring that fence down.
Come on.
You see a lot of that in those Facebook places. I'll just put this up. One of my brothers, he's great. Just puts it up, but inside he knows he's offending. But then he goes, oh, look at them all come. But he's just putting up the fences just to see what exists in people.
Yeah.
But it's just a Facebook joke. But people can do that and get really into that and take offense. If you're a person that takes offense in that way, saddle with God, walk in the breeze of the evening,
yeah,
and allow the Spirit to move so that who knows what happens in those spaces. But, you know, walk with God in those spaces.
Yeah.
Temper tantrums is another one. Angry quarrels. Resentment if you see another person favoured.
Wow. Come on.
So we do have these little issues that come up continually in our life. Only thinking of ourselves. Being in love with our own opinions. Being envious of seeing blessings. Uncontrolled addictions of whatever knows. I don't know. Pick it up and put the tap bed on. What is it? They're things that you need to look and work with in God. Drunkenness is another. Drunkenness could include illegal drugs or legal drugs being used the wrong way. They're forms of witchcraft. Sounds strange, but they are because it's a manipulation of your experiences. So who gets in on that, we don't want to know. There's vices that plague humankind, says the scriptures, Galatians I'm looking at. And those who do these things, work in these vices, they do such things like this, well, they don't have a share in the kingdom. It blocks parts of our own integrity from being in the kingdom.
Wow.
And imagine others, that other group that don't even know the kingdom of where they are at. Rest assured the kingdom is protected. You don't get in unless you're in the righteousness of Christ. You've got to learn about that. By walking with God and asking God, teach me how to walk in the delight of your presence, God.
Yes.
Since it's through the Spirit that we have life, let us also be through the Spirit that we order our day-to-day life. Order our day-to-day life with the Spirit and through the Spirit. You know why if you haven't tried it? Because the benefits are just over the top.
Yeah.
They are just amazing. The fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions. The things we chase after are authentically found by the fruit that is in the original garden for us to partake. The garden hasn't changed. We've wrecked it. But the presence of God and his fruit are still present in it. Joy that overflows. His peace that subdues everything that's not peace. His patience that endures in us the things we go through. We will get to the other side. Why? Because he said so. Be patient. Kindness in our actions. A life full of virtue. Faith that prevails. That makes it faith.
Yeah.
Gentleness. Gentleness of heart, strength of spirit. When it comes to walking with the Lord, The only thing that really matters is living by that transforming power of his wonderful new creation. And all those who live in agreement with this standard will have true peace and God's delight. For you are Israel to God. You are God's Israel. Let our attitude towards one another be governed by our being in union with him, the Anointed One. Let his mindset become our motivation. Philippians. For there are many who live by different standards, conducting themselves as enemies of the cross. Doom awaits them. They might not realize it, but if they continue in that way, doom awaits them. Because the kingdom, the original garden, is eternal, and that one ain't.
Amen.
Their God is their appetite. Their glory is in their own shame. Their minds are fixed on the things of the world, but we are a colony of heaven. On earth, we cling tightly to our life giver, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our humble bodies even now and transfigure us into the identical likeness of him who is glorified.
Come on.
Using his matchless powers, he continues to subdue everything to himself. Get that last part, I love it. His matchless power, matchless power. He continues to subdue everything unto himself.
Come on.
The whole of the cosmos. The blood of Jesus' DNA fell right there at the cross.
Wow.
In the earth.
Wow.
Present.
Wow.
You can scientifically go back in the future and find that, I'm no doubt. And they'll go, wow.
Yeah.
We have found that by faith. And that's one of the main things that God has decided to put into this space.
Yeah.
Use our faith. Use not ours, but his. Partake. It's a fruit.
Yeah.
It's a fruit in this tree of life to eat faith.
Yeah, come on.
Let it grow. Yeah. Then let it show. So it can be about the sweet by and by. Some might go, oh, it's a sweet by and by. You know where you are when you die. So it's a long way away. But what's wrong with setting, if I know that sweet by and by in the future has something like that substantial, then it's happening to me now.
Yeah, come on.
It's bringing those fruits to me now.
Yeah.
But go back to the original. We are actually in that garden.
Wow.
As much as it is in need of transformation, we are in him and he is transforming. Jeremiah, they said, turn now again, everyone, from your evil ways and from your evil deeds and dwell in the land that the Lord has given to you and to your fathers forever and ever. Same theme. Turn from evil and dwell in the land that the Lord has given you. The fruits are here. Jesus came at that first time with John baptizing in water. John says, I baptized you into water. But he who comes will baptize you into the spirit of holiness.
Amen.
That holiness is not only our actions, it's who we are absorbing. We are absorbing the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Coming towards the end. Song of Songs. That language of poetry. Lost to so many, but in the intimacy, when you begin to learn who the poet is, listen to this. May your breath awaken us, blowing upon our life, until we are fully yours. Breathe upon us with your spirit. Stir up the sweet spice of your life within us. Spare nothing as you make us your fruitful garden. Hold nothing back until I release your fragrance. Come, walk with me as you walked with Adam and Eve in your paradise garden. Come, taste the fruits of your life in me. Come, Jesus, taste the fruit of your life in your church. The King says, I have come to you, my darling bride, for you are my paradise garden. And the bride says, Come, walk with me until I am fully yours. Come, taste the fruits of your life in me. Romans chapter 3, God's declaration that we are righteous in his eyes. And we can only come when we put our faith in Christ. Colossians, he is the divine portrait, the true likeness of the invisible God, the firstborn heir of all creation. For through the Son, everything was created, both in the heavenly realm and on earth. All that is seen and all that is unseen, every seat of power, every realm of government, every principality, every authority, it has already through him and been, it has already been made, created in him for his purpose.
Yeah.
He existed before any of that was made, before any of those spirits rebelled. He existed, yes. And now everything finds completion in him.
Yes.
He is the head. He is the head of his body, which is the church. And since he is the beginning and the firstborn heir in the resurrection, he is the most exalted one.
Hallelujah.
Holds first place in everything.
Yes.
For God is satisfied to have all his fullness dwelling in Christ.
Wow.
What a relationship. It's like the bride and the king relationship. God is satisfied to have all his fullness dwelling in Christ Jesus. And by the blood of that cross, everything in heaven and earth is brought back to himself, back to its original intent, restored to innocence once again.
Amen. Come on, amen.
So continually to eat of the fruit during this period of time and growing in our way personally with God and corporately in our church and churches to be recognized again that we come in the Father as the walkers with him. He is just burning to see each one of us walking in jubilation with him in the garden. And the garden ain't in the by and by.
Come on.
Because the original intent of God is here in the now. And for those who die in Christ physically, the transformation into that other realm, which is the one without sin, is just a twinkling of the eye. His peace, his restoration, his presence in our moment of death, physical death, will be so much stronger than you can ever imagine.
Wow.
You will be cared for.
Yeah.
We are cared for now. And he heals now.
Yeah.
And he has reasons to bring about healing where you are now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's a testimony. This is a sticky time.
Yeah.
A lot of people need to see you jubilant. Lifting up your eyes, meditating upon the word, the things of the word bringing forth fruit, not just in your inner life where you're doing battles and in your mind where we're winning battles, but in your behavior.
Yes.
As we close, let's pray this prayer because this is just the COVID prayer. So just join with me. You know, we've changed weather patterns through our prayers.
Come on.
We've changed lives through our prayers.
Yes.
We can bring healing to nations through
yes.
our prayers. Prayers, networks all around the world are praying in Christ.
Yes.
Let's join them.
Yes.
Psalm 141 reminds us that his word is a healing medicine. We swallow it without an offended heart. We know we need correction. We know we need to grow in your fruit. We turn from that fruit that is not of you. It repulses us. That which has taken root in us, we ask you to come and set us free.
Yes.
Place your word through our whole being, that we would be people who begin to continue. Begin, as in those who are accepting Christ for the first time, and continuing, as in those who are walking out our transformation every day and every night.
Yes.
So we come, and here's the prayer. To you, Father, we come. Turning from sin, we receive your holiness, grace to us through Christ Jesus. We are no longer ashamed, for we accept dignity in him. Turning from unforgiveness, we receive your peace. No longer afraid, we accept our courage in him. We leave anxiety, and doubt, to accept hope and faith. We turn from hate. We receive the love of Christ Jesus. And we know we are loved by him through it all. No longer without vision, we accept life in him. Together as your bride, we ask your holy hedge be placed around our members.
Yes.
In Christ Jesus, we bind on earth as it is in heaven, the COVID-19 virus.
Yes.
By faith, we hear of its sudden expiry.
Hallelujah.
We ask you, Father God, to release your angels to fight until the demons released are overpowered and defeated.
Yes.
Until principalities are pulled back on the leash that you have them on, Lord.
Yes.
We worship you by faith and action, giving thanks to you all day and night for your Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We didn't go too far over time. Bless you. Those are in Sanctuary 4:30 trivia. Sounds fun. Watch out for that one. Thank you, Lord.